I have via telephone. And are you in Detroit? Is that where you are?
I am in Detroit. That's right.
We're talking to Christopher Houlihan, who this time got smart. He's not in studio. So, see? See, that, those Trinity Educations will do that for you. So, anyway, Chris is a friend of the Kitchen Sink and WRTC and marks his second year as artist in residence. Congratulations. That's quite an honor.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to continue as artist in residence at Trinity. It's been my home for so long as a student, and I'm just really glad to be honored to be a part of it.
Now, one of the reasons I brought this up, and this concert's all over my concert collective, and it is a Trinity event, so it's wonderful. This weekend, which is is going to be the inauguration of Joanne Berger Sweeney, the 22nd president of Trinity College. And Christopher has the honor to play at an organ concert on Friday. As we were talking off mic, you must be humbled and honored to do this.
Oh, I really am. I met President Berger Sweeney when she was touring the campus before she began in September. This was, I think, back in the spring, and she came to the chapel, and I played for her a little bit, and she said that she really loved organ music, and I believe it was an uncle of hers was or is an organist, and so she asked me if I would be interested in being a part of inauguration weekend, and of course I was honored to be a part of it, and just thrilled that she is our new president, and looking forward to her time here at Trinity for sure.
Again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan, organist extraordinaire, artist in residence here at Trinity College. We spoke, as I said before, both my sons play instruments, but they don't profess to be organists. That's really been your calling for a long time. Tell the folks again. That's a great story.
Well, I was I grew up in Somers, Connecticut, not very far from Hartford, and I was taking piano lessons. But when I was about 11, I saw a pipe organ in a church for the first time and was just drawn to it for some reason. I was so impressed by the sight of it and how big it was and how loud it was, and I just thought, wow, that's so much cooler than the piano. And who knows why I had that that feeling, but I just ran with it, and I taught myself everything I could for a little while, and then eventually was lucky enough to meet John Rose, organist at Trinity College, and I began lessons in the chapel there at age 12, actually. So I've been coming to Trinity for quite a while. But it really is just I travel and perform around the country, I really just love more and more bringing this exciting music on this really exciting instrument to audiences everywhere. And I hear all the time how moved people are by the music they hear and how surprised they are at how colorful and exciting organ music really, really is. That just thrills me so much.
It's also quite a workout because you got pedals all over the place. You have to be pretty limber.
Playing the organ is really a full body experience. You have multiple keyboards to play and a pedal board, really a keyboard for the feet to play. And you're manipulating a lot of stops and buttons and to make this massive machine create music. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to do, for sure.
Again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan. He'll be playing as part of the inauguration of Trinity's new president, Joanne Berger Sweeney. It's an organ concert. It's this Friday at the chapel. It's at 8 p.m. And if you want more information, you can go to Trinity's www.trincol.edu, and there's all about inauguration. And you're supposed to register to get in there, but I don't think they'd throw anybody out. There's the picture of me there, and they won't let me in there, Christopher. So that's just I totally am.
No, the recital is totally open to the public. Please come. It's going to be about an hour long, and I'm playing some really fun music.
What are you playing? What are you playing?
I'm playing a couple of pieces by Bach, an arrangement of the Italian Concerto, which is actually a piece for harpsichord that I really love playing on the organ. And then I'm also playing President Berger Sweeney's favorite organ piece, the Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor. Believe me, I was shocked to hear she had a favorite organ piece, but I was honored that I could perform it for her. I'm playing a little bit of Vidor and Leo Sowerby, and I think it'll be a good mix of exciting, lively music and also some really lovely, colorful, softer, beautiful pieces as well.
When you're at the beginning, well, I'm saying you're at the beginning of your career. You've been doing this for almost 15 years, but you really are at the beginning of your career. You know, being so young at it. Do you have any goals in this? Or is it just kind of you're going for the ride?
Well, a little bit of that going for the ride for sure. I feel very lucky that I have these opportunities to perform all over the country. But you know, at the same time, you also plan to do that, and I've got bookings, a couple of years out from now, and just trying to bring this music to as many people as possible. And eventually, I really would also love to be teaching other organists, young organists. At the moment, I'm focusing on performing, but teaching really is something I'm very interested in, and would like to pass down the great things I've learned from my wonderful teachers to a new generation.
Again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan. One thing you need to do, and I went out there, and I really do like your website. Go out to www.christopherhoulihan, H-O-U-L-I-H-A-N. It's all one word, folks. It's a really long word, christopherhoulihan.com. And there's lots of information about Christopher out there, about his calendar. And I was just surprised to see all the different places you go. You know, growing up, and you and I had this discussion last time, I don't think I'm going to go, kids are going to play the trumpet, the saxophone, the guitar. You went out and did the organ. And boy, there's an awful lot of people that want to hear it.
Well, I'm glad for that, too.
I know.
Because the audiences are the reason I do what I do, absolutely. And it really is. I can't think of a more exciting solo instrument to get to play and to get to hear. When you're at an organ recital, the room really is the sound box for the pipe organ. So it's like you're really inside of the instrument in a way. The whole room vibrates with the sound of the organ. So that is just, to me, really thrilling.
Again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan. He'll be at the inauguration of the new president, Joanne Berger Sweeney. And he'll be playing Friday night at the chapel at Trinity. Everybody's welcome. It's 8 p.m. The chapel is the acoustics in the chapel are wonderful. I mean, you probably know where every sound comes off and every pedal on that organ, how it plays to that room.
Well, I've certainly played enough in there, but it is a beautiful, beautiful space as well, acoustically and architecturally gorgeous. Really a gem in Hartford.
Now, a question, there's a common question that I ask everybody I interview, and one of the questions I want to ask you is, if there was someone that you haven't played with so far, your instrument, and this is interesting because, you know, being an organist, that living or dead that you would love to play with and why?
Oh, well, you know, that's a good question. I sure would like to have a lesson with Bach. to hear his perspective on his own pieces would be fantastic. I'd be awfully intimidated to make music with him, but that would be really, I'm sure, enlightening to get to meet him and talk about music and argue about his music.
So you Bach, huh?
All right. Yes, definitely.
What's on your iPad or your iPhone or whatever? What other music do you listen to other than classical or any?
Oh, wow. A variety of things. I don't listen to a lot of organ music, actually. I listen to, there's some pianists I really like, Jeremy Dank, for example.
Yep.
Classical, yes, but just a wonderful musician. I listen to really a variety of things that are on the radio, some some other lesser-known things. I love musical theater, too. I did a lot of musical theater as a student at Trinity and in high school, and I try to go see shows in New York a lot. And
you could play at the you could play at the Phantom. That would work perfectly.
Yeah, there
right?
we go.
That's what I was thinking of, you know. I could just see Chris Houlihan on Broadway doing the Phantom of the Opera. They can put that mask on you, Chris, and all kinds
of
stuff.
Oh, boy. Well, I think I'll stick to the organ stage. But,
that's wonderful. Again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan, artist in residence. What? I know it's a title, but are there specific duties of the artist in residence? Or?
Well, it's it allows me to come perform at events like this. I'll also be at the annual Lessons and Carols services, accompanying and playing there. And then I can also... last year, for instance, we did a concert at midnight in the chapel, and had students come in their pajamas and lie on the floor. It was great. So there'll be a variety of events like that that I can do and come up with as the over the next few years. Also, maybe they have common hour recitals or lectures. I can work with other music students on campus, coaching them perhaps. They have concerts and workshops for students enrolled in music lessons that I hope to be a part of as well. So there's really a variety of opportunities to work with the chapel singers and the concert choir on campus. There's a lot that goes on with music and the arts at Trinity, and I'm really honored to be a small part of it.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like to do this, and I know every time I talk to you, we uncover little layers of people don't see all this stuff that happens at Trinity, and it's really cool stuff like the carols that you'll be doing in December. I'm going to try to get a hold of you before that, and maybe we can talk, or if you're in town or whatever, we can talk and see what you're going to be doing for that, too, because I want people to know, and, you know.
Oh, that'd be great. This is such a wonderful Hartford tradition, the lessons and carols at Trinity. Beautiful, beautiful service.
Yeah, President Jones loved that. Every time I'd bring him on my show, he goes, make sure that people know about that Lessons and Carols. Let them know that when he would come on my show. I'm going to try to do that with the new president. So you got to put a good word in for me to get her on the show. Because I used to bring President Jones in once a month, and I'd love to bring her in because it gives a little insight to what's happening here. And again, we're talking to Christopher Houlihan. If you want more information, and there's good stuff here, go to ChristopherHoulihan.com. And that's all one word. And if you have any questions, you can always give it. If you are interested, again, it's the inauguration of the new president at Trinity College, Joanne Berger Sweeney, and the organ concert will be at the chapel here on the campus, the lovely campus of Trinity College in the lovely chapel, this Friday at 8 p.m. And I know Christopher is just chopping at the bit to get in there and do that, albeit he's going to be in an airport or is in an airport. That's the only bad thing about that. I don't know. I used to, being an IT instructor in the old days, I used to travel all the time, and that's the only bad part about sometimes. It's okay for a while, but I'm sure you get tired of it after a while.
It has its less glamorous moments, for sure.
And I didn't have to take my shoes off way back when I was doing a lot of flying, so that's a little bit different there, Christopher. Christopher, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And let's do it again.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the chance to talk about this concert. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to hear you again. Christopher Houlihan, the artist in residence here at Trinity College, he'll be doing an organ concert at the chapel this Friday, October 24th at 8 p.m. Everybody's invited, so if you can make it down there. And you and I are going to talk before Lessons and Carols. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right, Christopher, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.